This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to talk to you about the statement which Jesus made, "He that is not with me is against me." Luke chapter 11, verse 23. Jesus, who loved each and every one of us enough to die on the cruel cross for us, said, "He that is not with me is against me." Further, he said, "Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Jesus' faithful servant John said, "If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Since one accepts Jesus by accepting his word and rejects him by rejecting his word, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, and 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 26, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, and John 12, 48, the issue is clear cut. The eternal destiny of every man depends upon his own individual response to the Word of God. You cannot be pleasing to God no matter how religious, no matter how sincere, no matter how zealous, no matter how much you may be involved in religious activity, if you are not obedient to the Word of God. But even if one comes to the point of saying, I grant that God's Word is very important, a very crucial problem may still remain. He may come to hold, as I am persuaded that many have today, even among religious people, that somehow or other there is some sort of middle ground between truth and error. But this is a false doctrine, a very dangerous doctrine, which seems on the verge of capturing the hearts of many religious people today, even some of those in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let us consider, if one man were to say, "The liquid in this bottle is poison," and another man were to say, "No, the liquid in that bottle is a vitamin mineral tonic. Some people would advise us to drink it, but only after diluting it with water." But this advice is absurd. If the liquid is poison, it ought to be rejected outright. And if it is a tonic, then it ought not to be weakened. The question which should be asked, which man told the truth about the liquid in the bottle? I recall reading the words of a syndicated writer which appeared on the editorial page of a newspaper I was reading several years ago, when he said this very thing: "If I say that a liquid is poison and you insist it's a tonic, the moderate would ask us to dilute it with water before drinking. But if it is poison, it should not be drunk at all, and if it's a tonic, it should not be weakened with water. The real question is, who is right? It is not who can make the most soothing compromise between extremes. So it is with God's truth. Now there is such a thing as truth between two eras. Let it be not be misunderstood. I certainly am not urging that there is no such thing as truth between two eras. And I would like to make it clear that I believe that there is such a thing. And I have written many articles on this point and pointed out that if one man says salvation is by faith only, and another man says salvation is by works only, the truth is between the two eras expressed. And that truth is, one is saved by faith when his faith leads him to obey all of the instructions which God has set forth as conditions to be met in order to gain the remission of sins. But the fact that there is such a thing as truth between two eras may be perverted. If relative to the proposition, salvation is by faith only, one man says the proposition is true, and another man says the proposition is not true, it would be absolutely absurd for a third man to say, "There is much good to be said for both propositions. I'm not on either side, I'm on middle ground." Such a contention would be absurd because the proposition is either true or false. Salvation either is by faith only or it is not by faith only. It is a definite trend toward modernism to contend that such propositions are gray, that is, partly true and partly false, rather than black, that is, false, or white, or true. We then recognize the basic fact: there is no middle ground between truth and error. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.